We had a very good discussion about the Book of Floreshtin. And what did we learn? We learn about intuition. We talk about fear, mental pictures, and you have to, I know it's very hard, but bless your enemy and don't think about them. So don't forget to listen to your heart. Everything you put in your subconscious is really, really active. I'm Véronique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hey everyone, this is Véronique, High Vibes and the Mic, back for a new episode with Sylvia. How are you, Sylvia, today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Véronique?
I'm great, especially because we're going to talk about another book from Florence Shin that we really like, The Power of the Spoken Word. We read one of her books a few weeks ago, and it was really, really interesting, insightful. So we decided to read another one or listen to it. Especially those two books are really short, so it's very fast, to read them and to just incorporate everything she says in our lives. She said things that we already know about, like words are very, very powerful. Be careful what you say. But we're gonna dip that, we're gonna dip it a bit more about that kind of subject, because she says a lot of things interesting. Yeah. So what was the one thing that you like in that book?
Yeah, so in this book, I think that one of the first things that I've noticed is when she was talking about the intuition, the power of intuition, and how we should listen to it more and actually trust 100% on that, what the hunch is telling you, or like she calls it like that small voice. Once you hear that intuition, you should just follow what it's saying, what it's telling you, instead of kind of like, I'm not sure. Because the more you are the type of person who is so reasonable, like thinks too much with your head, the less you're gonna believe in your intuition, because you're gonna be less connected to that side of you. And when you are disconnected like that, you can make a lot of mistakes because you're just following the reasoning mind that she talks about, which is open to a lot of mistakes. When you listen to your intuition, and just like have like that ability to just be in fine tune with it, you are guaranteed you're going to be on the right track with any questions that you have. And I think like the way to do that as well is to like to ask your guardian angel, or you could ask your spirit guides. If you are debating, like you are this, like with this thing, you have a question, you don't know what to do, you could ask your spirit guides to give you a sign, or you could ask your guardian angel to also help you, to guide you through the right direction to take. And just really like pay attention to the signs they are sending you and go for it and trust it that it's going to be the right thing. Do you have any example like that ever happened to you of like following your intuition?
I don't know if it's following my intuition, but it happened. When you talk about that, it made me think about something that happened to me. And I just knew it was going to happen. Like I won two prizes. It was at my job. Yeah, they had like the summer picnic and we had this raffle. Mm-hmm. And I bought two tickets. So one for like something regular, not really expensive, like a little tent, for the beach. And the big prize was a gift card for Southwest, hotel.com, something like that. I don't remember. But it was the biggest prize. And when I took the ticket for the small tent, I was like, I know I'm going to get it. I don't know why. I'm like, this is my prize. This is mine. And of course, everybody bought, ticket for the big prize. So when they called, the number for the tent, I'm like, I know this is mine. I don't know why. Inside of me, I'm like, I know it's mine. And they call my number. And I'm like, oh. So I was like, this is the first time I win something. I was so excited, So I run to the podium. I take my prize and everything. And then they call other numbers for other prizes, and the big one arrive. And she's reading the long number, 3, 5, 7, 8. This is my number, and I'm like, that one is mine. I knew it was mine. I'm like, if she says 6 at the end, that's mine. She's like, 5, 6. I'm like, I knew it. And people just hated me that day.
I know. I bet they did. Like, they hate that when someone wins like several prizes.
I went to and the big one, people hated me. And I don't know if it was, do you think it's intuition? Because in my heart, I knew, I was like, I know I'm going to win. This is so weird.
Yeah, you had like that hunch then, like that. I would call that intuition. Yeah, you just like, you got that information from somewhere, right?
I wasn't worried. I knew it was going to happen. It's really what it, unfortunately, doesn't happen often. Mm-hmm. Maybe we don't listen to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So maybe it's there, but we don't listen to it when we're supposed to. But it doesn't happen often enough, I think.
And the fact that you just like, once you know, you can relax.
Yes.
It's so like, it's just the whole like secret. That's what it is. You just, the ability for you to just like, okay, I don't need to do anything. I mean, you have to, of course, take actions for things that you want. But like at the same time, you can relax. You don't have to be stressed or worried or in fear. Just like, okay, it's almost like it's in God's hand and it's coming.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. I'm going to repeat again, you know, the story of my husband when I was like, this is it. I'm done dating. I'm done. And I said, God, it's your job now. The next one I meet is my husband. I don't care. I'm not doing anything. Just put it in front of me. Put it in my, you know, in my path. I'm not doing anything. You know, it happened very fast. So, yeah, definitely. Just relax and don't stress.
Yeah. Whew. So one thing that she also talks about in the book that I liked was that your part is to be a good receiver, prepare for your blessings, rejoice, and give thanks that it will come to pass. So that's pretty much it. Just like open up, be ready to receive. Be ready to receive and rejoice and trust, give thanks, like gratitude, which is really important for anything that you want, that you have already received and you want to receive. Already give thanks for it and just make sure you know, like it's gonna happen. It's gonna materialize, you know? So I think that's really, really, really important. And just not let the reason interfere with the spiritual side, with the intuition. Always trust your intuition. It's funny that my dad used to tell that to me when I was young. Like, always trust your intuition. I was like, okay, what is intuition? I didn't even know. But
Yeah, definitely. Trust your intuition. Don't be afraid that you don't deserve it or anything like that. You know, if you pray for it, be ready to receive it. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared to receive it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Be ready.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that she talked in the book is about fear. She talked a lot about it. And for her, fear is inverted faith. It's the opposite of faith. And it just brings you the opposite of what faith brings to you. When you have faith, you bring amazing things to your life. When you have, for me, for what I believe, faith in God, you're open up to all kinds of blessings and abundance in your life. But if you're fearful, if you don't believe in anything, things just don't happen, or they're going to be very hard and you're going to go through a lot of obstacles and things like that. So she says that fear and worry are twins. They're the same thing. Because sometimes you think like, oh, I just worry too much, but I'm not fearful. It's the same thing because you're worrying. So you're like, you have fear of something happening, right?
Yeah.
And she said that the only way to fight fear is through your words, like using your words again to fight, to impress your subconscious mind with what you want. So if you're like feeling fearful, what I like to do too, when I'm like feeling like doubtful or like starting to feel negative emotions, I just I've changed my focus or just start talking about something positive, you know? It's a way to kind of like, okay, I don't let that go in my subconscious mind. It's not going to go to my brain. Let me refocus or like think about something fun and just repeat affirmations, like say things that brings you like into a high vibrational state and trust God, stay calm and believe that he's gonna fight your way, you know, like he's gonna lead you wherever you're supposed to go. So fear not. It's in the Bible that I remember that. Like that line, it's like fear not is just, it's so powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, fear not. It's like training your subconscious, right? When you say you say a good affirmation and you want to don't think about, you know, negative thought or something like that. It's like training your subconscious. And I think it's almost the same thing that, I noticed in that book when she said, you know, every day is a judgment day because you attract happiness or disaster. And it's that's exactly, you know, what you said. You know, if you think about something bad all the time, the subconscious, she says something funny. She said, the subconscious has no sense of humor.
Yes.
So if you say something, that's it. That's, you know, that's when your subconscious is going to be like, okay, that's what she thinks her life should be. So that's what we're going to give her. So when you speak words, you are giving a mental image to your subconscious. That's what she says. So yeah, be careful about what you say, about what you say. I already talked about that also in another podcast. When I was pregnant, the first time I was pregnant, I was listening to that friend all the time who had like a miserable experience and a lot of miscarriage. And I put that into my mind. And the same thing, exactly the same thing happened to me. And I was worried and I was scared and I was in a lot of fear. And I know I attracted that to me. I did that. So
that's a perfect example. Exactly.
And the same thing, exactly the same diseases. So I was mad. So something also, you know, when she said, I don't know if you remember that part when she said to play the part, like if you feel rich, you're going to be rich, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you feel successful, you're going to be successful. So I don't know if it's like, you know, what's the expression? Fake it until you make it?
Fake it until you make it, Yes, it is true.
Play the part, you know, act, you know, like you already have it and you will get it. You can not always, of course, control your thought, but she said you can control your words. Never say, you know, anything like, oh, I'm never going to be able to do this. I'm always going to be that bad. I'm always going to be... It's hard to not think about it, but if you say it, words have powers. Exactly, you know, words have power. And
especially if you're always saying like, it is and this always, you know, like with that word, like always. This and that. This always happens to me. I'm always in this situation. Like I have a friend who was just saying that she was talking about like, I'm always like something like bad luck with work or with her business or business partners. I'm like, stop saying that. Stop. Why are you saying that? Because it just really reinforces. It's just kind of a habit that we have, right? Of saying like, I don't know why we like to talk about bad things that happen. Why is that? Because we want other people to be like, oh yeah, I see, I'm not that great, so it's okay. Or like, you're never talking about the amazing things that are happening to your life. We get kind of like, don't even want to talk too much. Isn't it? It's funny. But if it's a bad thing, it's like, oh yeah, this and this happened. It sucks.
Maybe because people want to have pity from other people, you know. I know my mom always says something, and she's right to say it. She always like, oh, Vianic, you like me. You're very lucky with work and apartment. You always find apartment very easily, and you always find work very easily. And she's been saying that since I'm like, you know, at the age I was able to work or have my own apartment. And to be honest, I never had like issue finding apartments or finding a job, even if it's not the biggest or better job I had, you know, I had at the moment, but I never stayed without working unless it was my own decision, right? So be positive in your words. And something else also she says, Florence in her book, she said, if you're spiritual, if you are spiritually awake, there's nothing too good to be true. If you believe, and I like that phrase, you know, if you believe, everything is possible. It will happen. What do you think about that? I know you like about, you know, the awakeness of the spirituality. we like to talk about that, you know.
Nothing is too good to be truth. Yeah, because we are always kind of like expecting the less all the time or just worried about, what if it's like I get this amazing thing, now what, you know? It's a weird thing, but it's just, I think it's a wiring, the way a lot of people were raised and wired, you know, to have that Or maybe it's just the way we are supposed to, as like humans, you know, kind of like to deal with things, kind of like survival way of dealing with things. But you can expect the best. Yeah. And like you said, like about the whole, like what she was saying on the book, act as if or dress for success. That's why, you know, like I like to dress well. I like to be like whenever looking good. Some people say like, oh, Sylvia, even like you're going to like camping and you're still looking good. Like, yes, of course you think I'm going to look all sloppy.
Glamping.
In the morning, I'm all like ready to go, like, you know, it's just whatever you want to achieve, you just have to like act as if like, so that you like, it's actually like, okay, I have like, I'm feeling rich, I'm feeling wealthy, I'm feeling prosperous, and I'm going to act like a wealthy person. And then
I think it's always looking good. I think it's a Brazilian thing. I think it's a you Brazilian ladies. Thing. Brazil, you always have to look good. I think it's a Brazilian thing. I think it's cultural.
Maybe, or maybe a Latin, yeah.
Latin thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good. You know, you don't want to look sloppy. So, yeah. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, right?
And it takes a lot of work, so.
Mm-hmm. And buying things that you think, like, okay, this thing is expensive. And that's sometimes when you think you have less, like, lack of money. That's when she says that in one of her books too, right? That's when you should actually buy something nice for yourself.
Yeah.
Because like a nice pair of shoes, a nice bag, a nice dress, that it doesn't need to be cheap, you know, like something expensive. It makes you feel good and it also opens up for more abundance, more prosperity. So, yeah.
Yeah, she gave everything. That story. She gave that story about that guy who was broke. And he's like, you know what? I don't care today. I'm gonna go and play some golf. It's expensive. It's gonna kill my credit card or whatever, but I'm still going. So when I dress well, he played golf, even though he didn't have the money or the means to go play golf. And when he was there, he met like an old friend from college or whatever. He was like, oh, awesome. It's been a long time, blah, blah. And the guy offered him a job. He's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, you know, I'm not working. He's like, okay, so yeah, do you want to apply for that job in my company? And then the guy, yeah, he got a job from there. Because he was in a good mind of I'm broke, but I'm not going to act like I'm broke. I'm going to still, you know, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're not telling people to, you know, be crazy with money or whatever.
Yeah.
But times to times, I mean, yeah, you know, do something good for yourself. Do something good. Go, you know, out of your way and do something extraordinary for yourself because you deserve it and it attracts abundance.
Exactly. You can't be like holding on to things and with a feeling and the thought of lack, which reminds me of what happened to me over the weekend. That was with the water bottles. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was just such a small thing that I thought, I don't want to spend a fortune in those hotels with water bottles. Because I know, like, I remember the other time we stayed at a hotel, spent the night, and like, oh, I'm so thirsty. And then you open up a bottle, it's like 20, 30 bucks for a water bottle. And then so I thought, like, you know what? Let's bring, like, a few bottles to the hotel because all the kids here, and I know we're going to drink, I'm going to be thirsty, I need water.
Yeah.
But I was cool with it. It was just like, okay, fine. Like, we're going to bring it, but I wasn't scared of, oh, what if I have to pay? What if, you know, oh my God, it's going to be awful. No, I brought like 3-4 bottles and fine. When we got to the hotel, right away, the guy, the receptionist, how many, do you guys need water bottles? And I'm like, what? Yeah. And he was like, do you need water bottles? And he gave us up like 6 or 5, I don't know, 5 or 6. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I definitely don't have to worry about water bottles. After that, it was just one thing after another. Because then we went out to dinner and then came back, went to a bar just to have a drink. And I started talking to the lady, the bartender, about a migraine. And she offered me another huge bottle of water. She's like, why don't you take it with you? Because in case you need water, you know, in case you have a migraine. I'm like, okay, thank you. Like huge bottle to the pile of water bottles that I had. And then the next day, before we went to the parade, the same thing. The guy who works there, he's like, are you guys going to the parade? I said, yeah, we're about to leave now. And he goes like, oh, I don't want you spending money there. It's too expensive. They charge a lot of those places. Because, you know, like selling on the streets, you know, they're going to charge a lot. So just bring this bunch of like 5 bottles there with you. I'm like, okay, like carrying all those. Didn't even have a place to put so many water bottles. So there you go.
Too many bottles. You can buy with bottles of water?
I still have water bottles. I have water bottles from the hotel. From like, who would anyone wants water bottles? It was crazy, like completely. But there was no fear, you know? There was no like fear of having lack. It was just like an awareness of, oh, they're expensive. I'm going to bring a few. But it wasn't. I wasn't fearful of not having water or not being able to pay for water. And then you see how it all just came from all directions?
Yes.
Like, small things like that, you know? That's the law of attraction in action.
And the thing is that just easy, but we have to control our thought and our fear and everything. And that's a lot of work. It's like a lot of training, you know, with meditation and a lot of stuff like that.
A lot of training, yeah.
A lot of training. And but when you get there, you know, life is so much easier. So much easier.
Yeah.
Something else. Well, oh yeah, I like also when she talk about being undisturbed by injustice. Because she said, you know, if somebody do something wrong to you and you just like think about it all the time, saying this is not right, you know, why did that happen to me, and et cetera, it will just keep on repeating itself because you just attract it. And you think you're a curse. So it will just keep on, you know, repeating. And I think that happened to me with the bad boyfriend, you know, when he did that to me, and I was like, oh, what happened to me? And I was mad for years. And I kept on meeting guys that were unfaithful. I couldn't find a guy that was like, you know, regular in his mind. So definitely I should have read that book 15 years ago. I would have done that. And so she said in this case, you know, just send goodwill to your enemy, bless your enemies, you know. Don't think about revenge or things like that. And it would just go away. And your life, you know, will turn around.
Yeah, this is so good advice. To be able
to
forgive people. And I have to say, for me, it's very easy, actually. For me, that's something that I do. Like, I just forget, like, whatever. You know what I went through with that crazy person? Right? The American.
You're done?
Oh, yeah. I've been done since I moved out. Like, even, like, right after. Like, 1 year later, when he was, like, trying to screw me up with credit card bills and all that. I had already forgiven him. I'm like, I'm fine. I just want you to leave
me alone.
Yeah,
and
that really, like, it's just like lifts a weight from your shoulder, you know? I'm like, what's the point of feeling resentment and hatred for the person? It's not going to bring me anything good. So I'm like, you know what? Live your life. I hope you're like, you find happiness. Because you can tell the person is not like going through misery, you know, having a very hard life. So I'm like, just go live your life and let me live mine. It's all good. Like, totally easy.
I think you give them power over you when you're like that, you know, when you're mad, you know. When I was mad at that boyfriend for so many years, he had a lot of power, you know, in my mind. And I even had dreams about him. Like, years after, I was still dreaming about him, you know, stuff like that. So, oh my God, I could hold a grudge for a long time. So now, you know, I'm more mature, and I'm mature in my head, and, you know, I'm much better with that. But yeah, back then I was so mad. Yeah, you just give them power. They don't care about you. They're already moving on with something else. So why should we, you know, be on that subject for I don't know how many years and my mind? No. Yeah.
And it just brings you physical disease too, you know, like becomes like because you're totally emotional, like with anger and resentment.
Yeah.
Like she says that, she talks about Florence on the book, how it can manifest as a disease in your body, right?
Yeah. I forgot to talk about that. Yeah. Sorry, bring you disease. Gray hair. I had gray hair because of that dude. My 30s. I was like 28. I got like in the front gray hair.
Oh.
And I think like one, you know, one string of hair, one gray. And I think it went back to black. I didn't know it was possible. After I went back to, it wasn't gray anymore. Now it's gray because I'm older.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was 28 and I was so stressed out, I got like a string of gray hair. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So yeah, those negative thoughts, you know, people dating, friends or whatever, work. Get rid of them. Yeah.
Yes.
send them goodwill.
Yes. Well, I mean, her books are amazing. Like, I don't know if you read, we read The Game of Life and How to Play It. And this one, this The Power of the Spoken Word. I also read The Secret Door to Success, which is another very good one. And she has a fourth one that is Your Word is Your Wand, with all affirmations, all kinds of affirmations.
Oh, that's what I need.
Kind of like select a few and like repeat daily. They're great, really powerful. Yeah, so great book. I totally recommend. We love it.
Yes.
And it really helps you change your mind, you know, your mindset.
And like we said, you know, it's really easy to read, very fast. So please do. Before you go, we have some shout outs. So I wanted to shout out, you know, United Kingdom. Thank you for listening to the show. A lot of downloads from there. And Canada. Thank you very much, Canada. And of course, California.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this discussion of Florence Chin's book, which is The Power of the Spoken Word. Let us know your thoughts. Leave us messages on social media and share this episode if you can with your friends. All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you for listening today. May your journey towards spiritual fulfillment never end. Until next time, keep learning, growing, and exploring. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.